please help me welcome Etrice Graves.
I agree about the as being lionized and iconized and deified without anybody translating his thoughts between sound decision making and empowerment. And it also should not be news to us that the most disenfranchised community, informationally speaking, is the black community, because that precisely is what is needed in order to keep us powerless. So the role, I think, and the role of the City Sun, we try to be not a newspaper as such, but an educational tool, something that allows you to make sense of the amorphous factors and the amorphous things out there that control your life. We take history seriously, for example. History is our very first editorial page in the paper, and very often is on the front pages of the paper, because we don't know very much about ourselves. We don't know really where we've been. We're not familiar with the experiences we've had, because if we were, we would know that Malcolm X is not by himself as a star in our constellation. He came from a long line of very exemplary people who literally put themselves on the line for their thoughts, their beliefs, even their deeds. And we constantly try to remind our community that there must be an examination of those who had gone before us and had done incredible work in devising paradigms that we can use to carry out what we need to carry out in order to empower ourselves. We've had blueprints from Marcus Garvey, we've had blueprints from Elijah Muhammad, we've had blueprints from Sojourner Truth, we've had blueprints from a whole long group of people who literally came up with these ideas and these philosophies at great expense, at very great expense. But we don't value that, and we think that there's always something new, that there is something, there's an answer out there that is yet to come, when in fact we have already had the answers. That was a point of John Henry Clark's series in the City Sun recently, that we haven't really paid attention to those people who went before us and paved the way, that made sense, and that warrants investigation, and that warrants study. We really have disregarded that, and that is why, in many cases, we are in a fix today. The other thing, and I'm a critic, I will tell you, of the black press. I think, in many ways, it contributes more to the stultification of black people than perhaps anything else. We have black newspapers that do nothing to lift you up out of an area of uncertainty to something where you can get something out of it. We're not afraid to take on issues. We're not afraid to be, quote, controversial. We were the only black paper in the country that refused to endorse Jesse Jackson, for example. And, I mean, all hell broke loose, people said. I mean, what is wrong with you people? You obviously are a tool of the white man and all this kind of stuff. No, we just knew that Jesse Jackson, long ago, forfeited the right to be taken seriously. and he continues to put this game over, and people amen themselves to death. But we have yet to understand that we have yielded nothing concrete out of Jesse Jackson's presidential run. And he continues to profile himself as a, quote, leader of the black community. We don't question that. We don't question, for example, one paper in this town just endorsed Mario Cuomo, that has had the most racist administration, that built the most jails than any other governor in the state of New York's history.
Right.
And he loves it, yes. Yeah. It's the prison system is a cottage industry for entire towns upstate, thanks to Mario Cuomo. He has done nothing really substantial to improve the quality of life for black people in the state. That same paper endorsed Robert Abrams, the single most incredible, he gives incompetence a bad name. Yeah, that's how bad he is. But we have this kind of thing going on where people play politics and papers are not anymore used for education and upliftment,
for the fulfillment of contracts, for political gain, for personal aggrandizement, and the larger interests of the aggregate community are just thrown by the wayside. I think we have to do something in the black press. I really seriously always raise the issue publicly because we have no excuse. You know, we have had Russ Worm and Cornish who went before us and put out a black paper that did something. We've had Frederick Douglass. We have had Ida Wells Barnett. We have had the crisis. We have had the instrument of the black press playing a key role in fomenting social, political, and economic change. And today, the black press generally is an institution that has very little clout and little credibility, and it doesn't have to be this way. If all black papers in this country really decided to do something, discover things like punctuation, you know, present materials that look like materials. Pictures should not just be globs of ink with two white spots for the eyes. We should have a paper that does not put half-naked women on the front page and says, this is our cover story this week. God will deliver a man for Whitney Houston is the front page story of one paper in this town this week. This is at a time when infant mortality rates among black children is the highest ever. The highest incidence of AIDS is in the black community. We have, grotesque social and political and economic problems afflicting our community, and God will deliver a man for Whitney Houston as the front page of one of the papers in this town. It really, if it weren't so bizarre, if it weren't so sad, it would almost be funny. But this is a paper that enjoys a presence in what is called black press. And I can't tell you personally how offended I am many times when you go to meetings and conferences and you see these things that are there for public consumption that utterly revile you. You cannot see that anybody, even seriously mentally deficient people, should have problems picking up these things and taking them home. You don't learn anything from them. You don't really see the need for these kinds of things, but they're there, they exist, and they now are part of the black press, which is why politicians are not afraid of the black press. Policymakers are not afraid of the black press. The people who literally make the decisions that affect our lives every day are not afraid of the black press because we removed our own teeth. We have no bite. And we betray, again, the very extraordinary examples that we've had of people with great integrity who have gone before us and paved a way that said, this is what you should do. If you call yourself a journalist, this is the kind of thing you should do that helps you use yourself well to assist other people in making sense of the things that govern their lives. So my central criticism today, in the spirit of Malcolm X, has not to do with the system, because the system is always there. And the system, in fact, thrives on our inability to check ourselves. When we succumb to inferior performance, it is precisely the tool that everybody else needs to carry on what it is they would be carrying on anyway. I'm concerned that those organs that serve our community, those outlets, media outlets, WLIB, BLS, or whatever, BAI, the City Sun, the Amsterdam News, and so forth, that we do some serious inventory and move toward excellence individually and collectively, so that when papers in this town say that, David Dinkins really needs to be put in a room and smacked around for three solid days, that he understands that, and that is taken seriously. But when we don't, when we compromise ourselves and compromise our integrity this way, nobody pays attention. And we are consigned, like the black community itself, to the periphery of power. We do not ever see ourselves being considered as the nexus of power, but incidental to it. We're not people who force change, We are the people who absorb the consequences of change. And we have to start changing that formula and that equation by insisting that those information outlets serving our community perform excellently, because we have that in our history. We had that even when there was no such big, you know, no printing presses to speak of and whatnot. We had a way of in this country of putting out information that people took very seriously and that was directly linked to change. Malcolm X himself published a paper. Muhammad Speaks, he put together that paper in his basement in Queens. He also went to London to help other people start publications. He was very key about the idea of the link between sound information and sound decision making, and that other link between sound decision making and empowerment. We have had people who've done it. We have no excuse. And if we put out 4 pages a year, they have to be 4 excellent pages. That's all I have to say. Whatever you do in the way of information, I think we have to insist, as professionals and as people being served by those professionals, we have to insist on excellence, because it is not foreign terrain. Excellence is a natural part of our landscape. Thanks. Well,